You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves.
Hello, Newark Valley fans. Your Cardinals come into this game with a just about even up record, 4-3, and scoring as many points for as a points against.
And hello, Sydney fans. The Warriors enter today 5 wins and 2 losses overall, but they are 2-1 in Class C Division 5 play.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Harry Graves, and once again, it is a beautiful afternoon for football, and therefore, it means another broadcast here on WCDO.
And I am Billy Blake, and today we are at Newark Valley High School for the football contest between the Cardinals and the visiting Sydney Warriors.
It happens to be Senior Appreciation Day, so we have had the last few minutes all taken up with introducing a whole lot of seniors who play for the Newark Valley Cardinals. And as usual, this is the second half of a two-game weekend. Last night, we were in Groton, New York for the contest between the Groton Indians and the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats. The Groton Indians won that one by a score of 30-23.
Today's kickoff show on WCDO is brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Auto Center, right there on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. For the best in pre-owned trucks, cars, SUVs, and minivans, backed by expert service, see their professional sales staff or call 607-563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the very best in tonight's game and throughout the football season.
Well, Billy, this is going to be game number 2 of our weekend, and it is going to be a regular season game. You and I saw a contest yesterday that was a division, we won't call it division, we'll call it Class D quarterfinal playoff game. So we're getting at that end of the season where we do have some games that are playoff games, a couple games that are league games, and a whole lot of what we call crossover games, which are the football contest, but not necessarily the opportunity to count in the standings. What kind of game do you expect to see today on a sunny day in Newark Valley?
Well, for the Cardinals, they're on their home field. As you said, it's the Senior Recognition Day. Their homecoming game's later on tonight, so good crowd on hand for them, and just a good showing. I mean, they got a good record. They're a game of 500, and they really want to make a statement late on in the season. For the Warriors, on the other hand, they have to get a win on the road, and there are some pretty interesting scenarios that could pan out if Sydney were to lose this game here on the road. But the Warriors, if they win, they control their own destiny. They're going to get in the postseason. Obviously, they're looking up at Chenango Forks, who is one spot above them in Class C Division 5. But it's a must-win game for Sydney as well as for Newark Valley.
Well, we will have starting lineups coming up for you in just a couple of moments. You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, your station for sports, WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry designer mulch in the spring and summer and bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
Hi, this is Melissa Bertzel with Gates Coal Insurance. We know, unfortunately, the weather is changing. You can't control the weather, but you can control how you are protected when the unthinkable happens. At Gates Coal Insurance, we guide you through the whole insurance buying experience. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, RV, life, or business, our agents have the knowledge and experience to provide you with the right insurance for the right price. Call today, 563-2171, and find out how Gates Cole Insurance can help you. My name is Melissa Bertzel, and we make life simple.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet Stores, you'll find quality brand name home furnishings for every room, including sofas, recliners, bedrooms, dining rooms, entertainment centers, and much more. And for a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress. From our in-store sleep centers, nobody sells mattresses for less. Open 7 days a week or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. The Catalog Outlet, celebrating 23 years of offering you the best for less.
Trackside Dining always has something new to tempt your taste buds. From awesome specials, many including soup and salad bar, to our fabulous desserts. Come on in for our friendly food and fresh people. We will cater any event, any size, on or off our premises. Deliveries are available anytime, 7 days a week. Do you know we've been here on Main Street almost 20 years now and still going strong? Hope you will visit soon for a great experience and wonderful food at Trackside Dining, 88 Main Street, Sydney, 563-3737.
We are specialists in you. Roberts Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
For 85 years, the people of Morabito have delivered energy, fuel, and food service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Morabito, our people make energy different.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Today's game is a presentation of WCDO Sports. Permission for this broadcast has been granted by Section 4 of the New York State Public High School Athletic Association. Any rebroadcast or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game cannot be used without the express written consent of both Section 4 and WCDO.
So, Billy, we are going to be seeing a bunch of players that are mostly seniors today for both of these teams, and we have a pretty much veteran officiating squad, so we're going to be seeing all sorts of people who know their stuff. If we look, first of all, at the visiting Sydney Warriors, the starting center is going to be Trey Crawford. We've seen him throughout the season. Big boy, senior, 210 pounds. He has a couple of even larger guards on either side of him. Zach Nages on one side, and over across the way on the other side, Colin Brandle. They weigh in at 220 and 270. Then we move out to the tackles. It's Austin Dean. He is a sophomore, big boy, 6'4", 225 pounds. And Bryant Gray is over at the other tackle position, a junior, 220 pounds. Jared Cubby is at one end, Mike Cruz at the other end. In the backfield, Patrick Vibbard, a junior, 5'9", 145 pounds. And he will be working in that backfield with Billy Kozak, wearing number 4 today, a junior. He is the only junior that is carrying that ball a whole lot. Brian Walters, Brandon Walters, we'll get it right, is a senior, and Nate McDonald, also a senior. And we're also going to be seeing a whole lot of substituting with Aaron McCarroll and Mike Ward coming in. Here's Billy with the starters for the Newark Valley Cardinals.
Yeah, and as you said, Harry, a lot of seniors on this Newark Valley Cardinals roster. Their entire offensive line is full of seniors. That's the center, Dylan Kapokas, guards Donnie Thomas and David Clark, and tackles James Rabb and Tom Bennett. On the end, sophomore Blake Novy and senior Devlin Farr. Looking at the backfield, the quarterback for the Cardinals is senior Mason Schutz, and then three running backs that are all seniors as well, Joe Benjamin, Dakota Bennett, and Tim Smith. Also expect to see some play from a couple of juniors, Travers Hoffmeyer and Larry Kesmarsik.
So, we want to send out a big shout of welcome to all of our listeners on WCDO who are listening via streaming audio. That has been just recently introduced here. And we had a number of listeners who were on their cell phones or their computers or whatever last night, and we certainly want to give them a shout-out today. Well, Mr. Billy, did you make it home last night before the clouds opened up?
Got lucky enough, and I just did.
Well, I'll tell you. As we were driving back from Broughton, and of course you and I heard the National Weather Service alert, and then you left, and we went our separate ways, and I ended up all of a sudden having the clouds open up about 5 minutes after you left. We only had about 5 minutes of rain, and then it was beautiful the rest of the night, but boy, did it come down. The Newark Valley Cardinals ready to kick off. Here's Billy with play-by-play.
And Nate McDonald takes this ball from his own 10-yard line, and he gives it off to Mike Ward. Mike Ward running along the far sideline. He's tackled at his own 17-yard line, and that will bring Patrick Vivard and the Sydney offense out onto the field. A.J. Sipolak was the one who kicked that ball away for the Cardinals, wearing their home red jerseys with the black pants, the visiting Sydney Warriors in their white tops with the maroon bottoms.
So for the Sydney Warriors, 2-1 in division play, and they are 5-2 overall, the Newark Valley Cardinals, 1-2 division play, but 4-3 overall.
Tight formation for the Warriors. They go to Billy Kozak. Kozak with a good run on the first play from scrimmage. He's near the 30-yard line. And that will be a first down for the Warriors.
Yeah, that definitely looks like it's going to be a first down, as he will get up to about the 30-yard line. Veteran officiating crew, the referee today is Dave Daniels. The umpire is Russ Gorlock. Linesman Joe Gaynor. Line judge is Kevin Wilcox. And Jim Kyler is the back judge.
First down and 10 for the Warriors from their own 30. Sydney keeps it on the ground. Now they go to Nate McDonald, and he runs to the right side. He's taken down by numerous Newark Valley defenders. He was able to pick up a couple yards.
Yeah, that's what we're going to call short yardage. If he will get a gain of about 3, that ball moved up, we will say, to the 33-yard line.
Second and 7 for the Warriors, going from left to right in this opening drive. Kozak, Walters, and McDonald on the backfield, and they go to Nate McDonald. Nate McDonald has some running room. He's got a first down, and he is taken down just shy of the 50-yard line.
Yeah, he gets a good long 15 on that one, as he will get up to about the 47-yard line. Just blew out and kept going from there.
Sydney Warriors currently second in Class D Division 5. 2-1 record. In division play, their lone loss was a one-point heartbreaker against Shenango Forks.
In a dandy of a game.
Another run for the Warriors. It's Nate McDonald running right up the middle. He's got a first down. He's well into Newark Valley territory, tripped up at the 35-yard line.
Yeah, he gets good yardage on that one, picking up 13, possibly 14 yards as he will get down to the 35. They'll move the chains over across the way. We'll have to wait and see who each of these teams will be playing next week. Those pairings will be coming down hopefully tomorrow in an organized fashion, not like the Class D quarters that we saw last weekend.
First down and 10 for the Warriors at the Cardinal 35-yard line. It's another run for Billy Kozak, and not much for him going on the left side.
Now, Kozak is going to get stopped. He might get a yard out of that, but that's about all. They're going to put the ball down just on the low side of the 35. We'll call it 34-and-a-half.
Pat Bibber makes his way into the huddle. Under 10 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here at Newark Valley High School, the Cardinals hosting the Sydney Warriors. No score, but the Warriors are driving down the field on either team's first possession. It's Billy Kozak on second and long, and he gets some running room. He's pushed out of bounds along his own sideline.
Yeah, Kozak that time just went around to his left side, tucked that ball under his up in his arm, and kept on going. He picks up about five.
Ball spotted right at the 30-yard line. It's a third down and five situation for Sydney. Kozak, Walters, and McDonald all in the backfield. They go to McDonald. McDonald's running right. He's got some running room as his blockers were able to get over there. And he is down at the 20-yard line. That's a first down for the Warriors.
Oh, yeah. Not only that, a really great second effort on that, as he managed to put his head down and blow a Cardinal out of the way and pick up probably another yard after he had been hit initially. 9:25, scoreless ball game, period number one.
Sydney doing it with the running game in the early going. Here's a pitch to McDonald. McDonald's right up the middle. He's got a first down. He's inside the 10, inside the 5, and he's taken down about a yard short of the touchdown.
Billy, he thought he had that one all the way. He would break to the right, break to the left, and finally a man got a hold of him, and he's down at about the 2-yard line. So a really fine run that time. McDonald just doing it already.
First and goal inside the 5 with 9 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Just a terrific day. We see a lot of people in windbreakers, but a lot of people in shorts, too.
Aaron McCarroll has checked into the game for Nate McDonald, but they go to Billy Kozak, and Billy Kozak running around the left side gets in the end zone. However, there is a flag on the play.
And we'll have to see where that one goes, and we'll just hold on to it for a second. They're going to say the violation is against the Sydney Warriors.
Holding on the Sydney offense, so that will push the ball back a little bit.
And it'll erase a touchdown.
With 8:44 on the clock in quarter number one. So now they will spot the ball at about the 12-yard line.
From the 13-yard line.
Tight formation. Some minor confusion. Now the ball is placed down, ready to go. Back to Kozak again. Kozak to the left side. He gets inside the 10-yard line, around the 9 or 8, and it will be second and goal.
So Kozak now getting inside the 10, but he still has a fair amount to go. He only picked up about a yard on that one. It's not exactly the explosiveness that he wanted to see.
Nate McDonald still on the sideline, so it's Aaron McCarroll in the game for the Warriors. He's joined in the backfield by Kozak and Walters. Bibbard rolling out to his right. He's looking to pass, and he hit his man. That is Mike Ward, and he is in the end zone. Touchdown, Warriors.
So it goes at 7:59, and the Warriors put 6 on the board.
A 4-minute and 1-second drive for Sydney. And they strike first here at Newark Valley with the 6-0 lead. Warriors in their huddle. They might be going for the 2-point conversion here. And they are setting up to do just that. Shotgun for Vibbard with 4 wide receivers. Walters is in the backfield. They send Nate McDonald in motion. And the pass is to Mike Ward on the left side, and that one is incomplete, so the 2-point conversion is no good, and it remains a 6-0 Sydney lead. There is a flag in the end zone. Officials talking things over.
the intended receiver that time was Ward, and Ward was off and running, but unfortunately it was a matter that the pass was actually thrown a little bit behind him, so as a result he couldn't turn around and come back quickly enough to grab it down.
So it's a penalty on the Cardinals, and the Warriors will get another crack at this two-point conversion. Same formation as before, with Vibbert in shotgun and four wide receivers. McDonald in motion, Vibbert rolling to his right, and he was looking for Nate McDonald, and that one is dropped, so no good for the two-point conversion. It's a 6-0 Sippy lead with 7:59 to go in the first quarter. And this is Saturday afternoon football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company has a strong foundation in the insurance industry with a commitment to a promising future right here at home, offering property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. We have been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit online at preferredmutual.com. The home office of Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is located at 1 Preferred Way, New Berlin, New York. Preferred Mutual proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCD.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Trevor Hoffmeyer returning to kickoff for the Cardinals. He coughs up the football, but Newark Valley is able to fall on it, and they will start their first drive of the game from their own 29-yard line.
Yeah, that kick went way high. It was just a whole lot of air. The ball was spinning down, and Hoffmeyer was able to drop underneath it really easily.
So let's see how Mason shuts in the plethora of seniors in this offensive unit respond. Down 6-0. First play for them is a handoff to Larry Kaczmarczyk, and Kaczmarczyk out to his own 37-yard line.
You know, I'm laughing at the way we set up. We get our paperwork, we get our starting lineups, so we set things up. And the first two carries, Hoffmeyer's reception and Kaczmarczyk's carry, were both people that we thought were going to be reserves.
Second and four for the Cardinals from their own 35-yard line. Schutz is in the shotgun. Man in the backfield. And it's a carry for 22, Tim Smith. Or 20, rather, excuse me, Dakota Bennett. And Bennett is tackled in the backfield for a loss of a couple of yards on that play.
Yeah, Bennett, they read this play perfectly, and as a result, Bennett never got back to the line of scrimmage, and he was stopped, we'll call it, at about the 33.
So it's a 3rd and 7 for the Cardinals, with 7-12 and counting in the first quarter, the visiting Sydney Warriors with the early 6-0 lead.
7 minutes showing up on the clock.
3 in the backfield. They keep it on the ground with Kaczmarczyk, and Kaczmarczyk doesn't get much. It will be 4th down and long for the Cardinals.
So as a result, no gain at all, and that's going to bring up a 4th down and a kicking situation. The ball at about the 32, and still that's about 7 yards for the first down. Dropping back is Billy Kozak, as he is back to about the 30-yard line waiting to receive.
Mason Schutz will punt this ball away. And now we have a fake here. They throw it off, and that will be a pass interference on the Warriors. The pass was intended for Larry Kaczmarczyk, but number 34 for the Warriors, Mike Chase, was all over him before the ball got there, and the official had to throw the flag there.
Well, I'll tell you, what was really interesting is to watch the reaction of the Newark Valley Cardinals, because they realized that it was going to be a great opportunity for the Cardinals to keep this drive going. Now the ball is being taken back to the 30, 2-yard line, and they're getting ready to make the fourth down play all over again.
Offsetting penalties, there was also an illegal procedure on the Cardinals. So the illegal procedure and the pass interference offset each other, and it's still fourth down. Shuts his back there deep to punt. He's standing at his own 20-yard line. Let's see if the Cardinals will try a fake again. And it's a low snap back to Shuts, but he's able to pick it up and punt the ball away just in time. Nobody on the Warriors will touch it, and it bounces out of bounds at the Warriors' own 37-yard line.
That'll tell you, Mason Shuts is really lucky on that one. That one came back. He picked it up off the ground very quickly, and I thought it was going to get creamed before he got the ball away, but he got off a rather decent kick that went across the 40 and bounces out of bounds at about the 37-yard line, and the Sydney Warriors will get the opportunity to take rather good field position here.
Pat Vibbert and crew back on the field for the second time. It's Nate McDonald on the first play from scrimmage on this drive, and he is across his own 40-yard line to his own 42. That's good for a gain of 4 or 5.
Yeah, so far we've seen 67 yards unofficially for Nate McDonald. He's having himself a good day, at least here in the first quarter. We're inside 6 minutes, 5:57 showing on the clock.
Second and 5 for the Warriors from their own 42. Kozak, Walters, and McDonald. That trio in the backfield. Then Nate McDonald gets the ball. He's got a first down and more. He's across midfield down at the Newark Valley 43-yard line.
So good run for McDonald. I'm going to give him about, 12, 13 on that one?
So those chains continue to keep on moving for the Warriors. They cross over into Cardinal territory. Double handoff. It went to McDonald, then off to Kozak. And Kozak running left gets a couple of yards. Not much. He's down at the 40 or 41-yard line.
Kozak gets it down to about the 41. Going to be second down. We'll call it 8. One of the things that I couldn't help but notice when I came in here is that there are a lot of fans around the league, around other schools, that like to watch what the other competition is doing. Saw a couple of Green fans here.
Nate McDonald gets the carry, and he trips over his own footing inside the 40-yard line.
Yeah, McDonald may trip over his own footing, but he also picked up about 6 yards on that, as he will get down to about the 36. Talking about Green, they're here wearing their green sweatshirts and green jackets. Well, the Green Trojans topped Norwich last night. 12-7 was the score.
Third and short for Sydney. They keep it with Nate McDonald, and Nate McDonald has the first down and 4 there in the red zone as he's tackled at the 15-yard line, or excuse me, 25-yard line.
Yeah, he'll take 15. Don't cheat him out of stuff here. He's up over 90 yards now. 4:20 showing on the clock. The Sydney Warriors scored early. They lead in this ball game 6-0 over the Newark Valley Cardinals.
Pat Vibbert and Billy Kozak, a little mishap between them. The ball is loose, and it is still Sydney ball as they are able to fall on that loose one.
Yeah, Thomas Danette was trying to get to it, but he was not able to gather it in. Loss on that play back to the 30-yard line, so it'll bring up a second, and we'll call it 13.
Second and 13 for the Warriors.
Under 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Sydney with the ball and a 6-0 lead. Another run for Nate McDonald. He's going right up the middle, and he gets his way to the 25-yard line.
Nate McDonald that time was going up, and he took one step to the left, and he walked right into 3 players, and the 3 of them just gang-tackled him and brought him down. He will still get about a 1-yard gain on that, but nothing like what he was hoping for.
Third and 8 for the Warriors. Vibbert comes into this huddle. We've seen all runs so far today, minus the one play that resulted in the touchdown, the pass between Vibbert and Mike Ward. McDonald goes in motion, but it is Brandon Walters who gets the first carry today, and he doesn't get much on that third and long.
Walt just got stacked up. He picks up a couple, but that's about it. It'll bring up a fourth down, still a little bit over six. 2:47, the clock running down toward the end of the first quarter. Warriors making some personnel changes right now. Jared Covey coming out of the game. And now Bibbert comes into the huddle, so it looks like Sydney will try to go for it. It's fourth and about six at the Cardinal 23-yard line. Bibbert is in shotgun, four wide receivers. Bibbert, a quick drop back, looks over, and he's got Braden Walters, and Walters makes the catch. He's got the first down inside the 15-yard line. Brandon Walters, who just ran for the first time today a play ago, comes up with his first reception of the day for the fourth down conversion. About 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Sydney still with their offensive unit on the field. And Bibbert is in shotgun again. Four receivers. Bibbert, three-step drop. Now he's going to run right up the middle with it. And Bibbert is going to dance his way inside the five-yard line, close to a first down.
Yeah, that was a desperation one. He was looking to pass. He didn't have a man open, so all of a sudden he just stuck that ball in, and away he went, and picks up about 8 yards on that one.
7 yards for him. It's second and three. Now the Warriors go back to the tight formation. Billy Kozak gets the carry, and not much for him going to the left side. It'll be third down and about two for the Warriors. Ball inside the 5 yard line. 1:05 to go in the first quarter. Sydney has dominated the time of possession in this first 12 minutes of play so far. Third and short, it's Nate McDonald, and he not only gets the first down, he's in the end zone to touchdown Warriors.
Yeah, that one.
Taking a 12-0 lead.
That one came with 50 seconds left in the first period of play, 50.9 if you want to be exact about it. And that was just a 2-yard explosive run.
So Vibbert hooked up with Mike Ward for the first 6 points, and it's Nate McDonald, who's already got a lot of yards already, picking up his first touchdown of the day. Sydney will go for two. They send McDonald in motion. Vibbert is in the shotgun, rolling right, and Vibbert is going to try to run for it. And Vibbert is tripped up, but he gets the end zone first. The two-point conversion is good, and it's a 14-0 Warrior lead. And this is Saturday afternoon football on the Tri-County Heartbeat. WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts clean for this year's heating season. Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kirk also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Zach Gaches boots this ball away. It's a low kick to the right. Larry Kaczmarczyk was back deep to return. And it'll be a good return, as that was number 42, Hoffmeyer, returning that out to his own 45-yard line. Trevor Hoffmeyer with a good return for the Cardinals. And there is a flag thrown late right at the 45-yard line. It will be against the Warriors. So a good return for Hoffmeyer, but they will get more yardage with the penalty against Sydney.
Want to make sure that we tell all of the Class D listeners that we are thinking of them today. Of course, the contest is going on. It's Harpersville, the sixth-seeded team, taking on Union Springs, the number three seed. As that game being played at Union Springs last night, you heard BG falling to Groton by a 30-23 score. Tioga stopped Walton 33-8.
Mason shuts in shotgun, and he's trying to take it himself as he
took off for the right side, but he is taken down for no gain, maybe even a loss of a yard.
Yeah, he was hit right at the line of scrimmage. He got nowhere. The only team last night that ended up winning from the Tri-Town area is Unitego Spartans, 46-8 winners over Elmira Notre Dame in that contest down in Elmira.
So it will be Unitego, Tioga, and Groton making up three-fourths of the Class D semifinals. Second and 10 for the Cardinals. Shuts, looking off to his left, and it's an option. And the ball is pitched back to Dakota Bennett, but he lost it. He had no choice but to just fall on it before the Warriors could pick it up.
Yeah, that ball hung there a little bit. Dakota just went in way underneath it and was couldn't reach back and didn't have arms long enough to pull it in.
And the clock runs out at the end of the first quarter. It is the City Warriors 14, Newark Valley Cardinals nothing. This is Saturday afternoon football on the Tri-County Heartbeat. WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla.
That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at mangeinsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Home Office, New Berlin, New York.
Are you ready for winter driving? Have you checked your tires and antifreeze level? Why not stop at Sydney Tire for a free evaluation? Sydney Tire has the right tire to meet your driving needs, from wet traction all-season treads to aggressive, studdable, and non-studdable snow tires. Their friendly, experienced staff is ready to help you. But are you ready for winter driving? Stop into Sydney Tire on Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Or call Sydney Tire at 563-2828 today.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Third and long for the Cardinals as we start the second quarter. And to bring you the action, here's Harry Graves.
Hello again, everybody. Harry Graves here as we are off and ready to go. Second quarter action, 11:50, the time on the clock as the Newark Valley Cardinals may be running a lot of men in and a lot of others out. So it is an afternoon here in the, I don't know what River Valley this is, not the Tioga. Anyway, we're a bit to the west of Sydney, and here we go. The snap is going to be back, and it will be kicked away in there. It's going to be a low end-over-end kick that bounces at the 40, at the 35, inside the 30, finally going to be picked up by Billy Kozak. Kozak finds some running room way over across the field, right in front of the Sydney Warrior bench, but he will get up to about the 44-yard line before he's finally tripped up and brought down.
I thought he was going to let the ball just roll out of bounds, but he picked it up and was able to pick up about 10 to 15 yards. Nice effort by Kozak and good field position for the Warriors starting from their own 44-yard line.
So the Warriors out of the huddle right now. Patrick Bibbert bringing the team back up. The snap going on the ground, it's going to be handed off to Brandon Walters. Walters gets back to the line of scrimmage and finally manages to blow through across the midfield stripe. Pickup of about 7 yards on that run.
Yeah, we didn't see too much of Brandon Walters in that first quarter, but he had one run late in that first quarter and then a huge reception on a fourth down play for the Warriors. And we've seen them rely heavily on McDonald and Kozak so far, but Walters could certainly get more action in this second quarter.
I'll tell you, I had Walters right under McDonald, and I thought I was going to have to use McDonald's line on our stat sheet. This time it's going to be Billy Kozak. He gets down across the 45. They'll place the ball down at the 44, and guess what? First down, Sydney Warriors.
And a huge testament to the Warriors coaching staff as well as the players. I mean, they've had to deal with a lot, especially looking at the injuries. Austin McCarroll went down pretty early on in the year, and then Damian Zimmer had a pretty scary injury that we saw earlier on in the year, but they still battle with guys like McDonald and Kozak.
Kozak going to carry the ball this time. He's got running room. He'll have the first down. He's finally going to be run down at about the, we'll call it 16-yard line, and he's forced out of bounds. So he picks up good running room on that, gets into double digits, and they'll move the chains down for the Sydney Warriors.
Yeah, 30 yards for Kozak on that one, and the offensive line for the Warriors, they're just doing the best job right now getting pressure and creating all this running room for their backs.
Other scores around the area, the Harpersville Hornets over Union Springs, 30-0 at the half. Also at the half, Shenango Valley over Ithaca, identical score, 30-0. Ball going to be kept on the ground. And I don't know who came up off the bottom of that. Was that Walters?
Mm-hmm.
So Walters picks up about two. Second period of play, 14-0 is the score. So Kozak off to the right side this time. Everybody in close. Vibbert, long count. Now goes back to Kozak. Billy left side, and he's going to be stopped right at the 10-yard line as he was hit hard. Finally, it was, they say, Trevor Hoffmeyer, who came up and made the stick on him. Hoffmeyer hit Kozak hard, throwing him back about 5 yards. But with the forward motion, he is up to about a 5-yard pickup.
And the Cardinals defensively playing to the whistle. His momentum was stopped, and Kozak was still digging to the ground pretty hard. Usually, well, not usually, sometimes you see a flag going for a late hit, but not that time.
Also, 27-0, it's the Shenango Forks score over Whitney Point. That game in the third quarter now. Ball going to be kept on the ground again. And coming up off the bottom of the pack, it's going to be Billy Kozak. He'll pick up a couple more. His inches inside the 10 now. Remember, the Sydney Warriors lead this ball game 14-0. And now they're knocking at the door again here with 8:08 showing on the clock, period number two.
Yeah, fourth and short, and we've seen them go for it on fourth down before, and they've gotten it. Let's see if they can continue their success on fourth down conversion.
At this position in the field, you wouldn't expect anything else. Vibbert rolling back. He's looking to pass. He's got lots of time. Now he's going to tuck that ball in, but he will not get back to first ground territory. That time, he probably waited a split second too long to make his cut upfield. He was still hoping to be able to pass it.
Yeah, and they're talking things over now, and it is first and goal. He did get the first.
Oh! Boy, he got the benefit of the doubt on that one. You'll never argue with the first down when it goes your way. First and goal to go. The ball at about the 6. 7:30 showing on the clock. Walters has a word to Vibbert. And with that, they're going to call a momentary timeout. Well, Mr. Billy, do you remember, or did you ever see a thing called eight-man football?
Yeah, I did.
Did you? Did you ever see it?
I did.
Did you?
I did.
What's noteworthy about it?
Not too much, I guess.
It's fast, and it's high scoring. Get this. How would you like to have called this game? Klamath Falls, Oregon, over Elkton, Oregon. The final score was 106-66. 172 points scored in that particular contest.
Sounds more like a basketball game than a football game. But when you have 7-on-7, 8-on-8, you take those offensive linemen away and defensive linemen away. It just creates so much more room for the receivers and backs to work with.
On top of that, they're down at the 1-yard line, and they took a knee rather than go in and run up the score. It was a very interesting contest. But can you imagine 172 points in a ball game, and you working it?
We would need a bigger notebook for our scoring summary, that's for sure.
Coach Matthews finished saying what he wanted to say to his charges. The ball is going to be kept on the ground. It will be Walters who will get down inside the five, but not across the end zone. The ball will be spotted down. We'll call it at the two. So it will be second and goal. 14-0 Sydney is our score, and they're knocking at the door again. 6:49. The ball kept on the ground. Walters goes a little bit forward and a whole lot back. As he is going to be met by a wall of red.
Yeah, the Cardinals defense doing a good job, and they're creating pressure of their own. I talked a little bit before about how just well the Sydney offensive line was playing, but the Cardinals not backing down deep in their own territory.
So here come the Warriors again. Third and goal to go. Vibbert looks left and right. Now the handoff will again go to the workhorse Walters. And again, no, Kozak this time comes up off the bottom of the pile. He got back to the line of scrimmage and was stopped right there once again by the Cardinal defense. Well, you go with the big guy, Walters, at 215. It doesn't work, so you go to the little guy, Kozak. Kozak couldn't get in either. McDonald, Kozak, and Walters again, and the ball will be into the hands of Mr. McDonald, and Nate McDonald will get a 2-yard touchdown, and our score goes up to 20-0.
It didn't work with Walters, it didn't work with Kozak, and then why not give McDonald a try, and he was able to hit the far sidelines and turn the corner just enough to get the touchdown.
The question will always be, would Pat Vibbert have run it in if it failed on the first three tries? Who knows? We will never know. And we're getting ready for the point after attempt for 5:34 on the clock. Kozak going to be kicking. Vibbert holding. The ball is down and it's up, and now the two officials come out, extend their hands skyward, and we have ourselves a 21-0 ball game. Saturday afternoon football style, the Sydney Warriors 3 touchdowns up over the Newark Valley Cardinals on your station for sports. WCDO.
Get hungry late at night? Working late this weekend? No place open to get a bite to eat? Yes, there is. The Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The full menu is available, too. So if your tummy rumbles late at night on the weekend, no problem. Big Macs, Quarter Pounders, Chicken Sandwiches, Salads, Fish Filets, Ice Cream, Cookies, Value Meals, and more, including the Dollar Menu. It's all available 24 hours every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru. And the lobby is open till 11 p.m. 7 days a week at the Sydney McDonald's.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Ages on a low kick is going to be grabbed in by Trevor Hoffmeyer. Hoffmeyer won't get any great run back as he will manage to get back only to about the 35-yard line.
Yeah, it was a good kick by Ages. Kept it low and it actually hit off another Cardinals player off his hands and rolled to Hoffmeyer. Just a good kick by Ages, and Sydney special teams unit was able to get downfield and get close to Hoffmeyer.
5:26. Mason Schuss making the call. Now he goes back in there to Dakota Bennett. Bennett will get the first down as he dives across the 45. Good for it, about 11-yard gain. Yep, they do give the signal and they move the chain.
Yeah, Dakota Bennett ran angry on that one, and we have another update in the Class D quarterfinals. Harpersville 48-0 over Union Springs.
As the Hornets continue to rumble. long count this time by Schutz. He will go on the ground again to Dakota Bennett, but this time Bennett will not find the big hole. He gets close to the 50-yard line, up to about the 48. He'll pick up a couple of yards, and that's all. 4:47 showing on the clock. As you approach that midfield area, you know, one thing that I can say about this field, Billy, that's really nice, you don't see mud. You only see hints of it, but this thing is drained really well. Long count. And now they will again go to Dakota Bennett, and Bennett tests the left side of the line this time. He will get across midfield down to about the 48, so you can give him about a 5-yard pickup on that. And with that, Trevor Hoffmeyer comes in with a play. Going out of the ball game is Joe Benjamin. There's Coach Jack Short calling the plays from the sidelines. Third, and we'll call it about 3:47, and once again it goes to Dakota Bennett, and once again Dakota Bennett gets enough. He'll be across the 45. That's good for the first down.
Yeah, Dakota Bennett is just running eager right now. They need a little firepower right now. Dakota Bennett is providing that, and get the chains moving. The clock rolls along as well, and Cardinals trying to get just some sort of points on the scoreboard right now.
You love to get those bursts of 3, 4, 5 yards, and they'll add up. Mason Schutz, the senior, looks up and down his line. Now he's ready to go. He'll go to his money man again, but this time Dakota Bennett is going to be met right at the line of scrimmage and stopped with virtually no gain.
Yeah, now the city defense, they know that Dakota Bennett's going to be the guy to go to it. It's going to be up to the other players, other halfbacks in the backfield for the Cardinals, guys like Joe Benjamin and Trevor Hoffmeyer, to pick it up and create some controversy for the city defense.
Other games last night, Oxford over Deposit Hancock, 34-6. Delhi over Unadilla Valley, 36-13. And Oneonta defeated Windsor last night, 15-14. Oh, Mason Schutz has a man open downfield, and he will go in the air to Blake Nobe. Nobe reception at the 30-yard line, and Nobe, only a sophomore, picks up another first down for the Nerr Cali Cardinals.
Yeah, Nobe ran a great route. He almost just looked like he ran out about 10, 12 yards and then took off towards the sidelines on a hard sprint, and he was able to create some space from his defender and make the catch, and it's a much-needed Cardinal first down.
The ball right on the chalk mark at the 30. Mason Schutz, long count again, and this time he will go on the ground. I believe that was Timmy Smith, who picks up about 4. As Smith gets down to the 27-yard line, call it 2nd and 7. Inside 2 minutes, 1:57, the clock running. Bringing a play back in for the Cardinals is Trevor Hoffmeyer. So Schutz, the man who is calling the plays. Now we'll go in there to Dakota Bennett again, and Bennett again gets the first down. So Dakota Bennett finds an opening as he started right up the center of that line. Blows on through, picks up about 10. We are down to a minute and a half remaining, and the Newark Valley Cardinals are going to call timeout and try to capitalize on what has been a good, sustained drive. Other games in the Southern Tier last night, it was Johnson City over Owego, 34-13, the final there. Odessa Montour smacked around the Seton Catholic Central Saints, 48-30. And in the only shutout that I recall seeing last night, Binghamton stopped Vestal, the final score, 43-0. Well, here we go. We have the opportunity, 21-0. Sydney leads, knocking at the door, the NV Cardinals.
Yeah, trying to get this home crowd back into it on homecoming, and as we stated at the top of the broadcast, a great turnout for them, and it would mean a lot for these seniors, with the majority of this roster being seniors for the Cardinals, so they could put the points on the board, get back in this game against the tough Sydney team.
Interesting enough, we see A.J. Sapolak doing a little kicking here on the sidelines as he is kicking into the ball-catching net. Meanwhile, Mason Schutz wants to keep things going on the main field. Here he goes. Shotgun this time. It comes back in there to Dakota Bennett. Bennett left side, gets good running yardage, probably half of what he needed. We'll have to see where they'll spot down the football.
Yeah, it was a direct snap to Dakota Bennett with Schutz, the quarterback, standing right next to him. And head coach Jack Schwartz is throwing a little wrinkle in the offense with a direct snap.
Yeah, and he picks up about 6 yards on that play. 1 minute, 4 seconds. The ball will be snapped back in there to Mason Schutz this time. Schutz wants to run to the left side, but no appreciable pickup at all. And again, the Cardinals will come on over to the near sidelines to talk to Coach Jack Short to make sure that they get things ready and have the right play as they see it. Well, as we speak to you today, it is week number 8. We do not have the week 9 pairings. We do expect them to come out on time on Sunday. So the good Lord willing, we will be telling you the games that we'll be following next week, hopefully on Monday. So make sure that you're listening either via radio or via the new streaming audio service that WCDO is instituting. And we, as we said before, welcome all of the listeners who are listening via their mobile device, as we would say.
Yep, Class D semifinals next week, and all the other classes in Section 4 begin the playoff action next week as well. So lots going around, and it looks like we'll have Harpersville join the other three teams right now. Don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. With a 48-0 score in the third quarter, you would think that the Hornets are on their way to a victory in the quarterfinals.
If you put the jinx on, you will never get to show your face in Harpersville again. Okay, Blake Novi split way out to the near side, and Mason Schutz is ready to throw. He throws in there, goes to number 42, Trevor Hoffmeyer. Hoffmeyer has it go between his hands, and it will bring up. Now, still it needs about, well, now it's 4. Yep, I was waiting to see him flip the marker over on the far side. He does that, so it'll be a 4th, and we'll call it 5. The ball at the 12-yard line. 5:05 on the clock, but that is 50 seconds and 5/10 of another one. Not the usual 5 minutes. Okay, here we go. Schutz takes the snap and wants to go this time down there to Blake Novi, and he can't find Novi. Novi down in the left corner, and the Sydney Warriors will take possession of the football, 45.8 seconds until halftime. The Warriors lead it, 21-0.
And that's a tough one for head coach Jack Short's team to swallow, because that was a good drive. They sustained it pretty long, a lot of good runs by Dakota Bennett. And they go for it on fourth down. Maybe you could take the field goal, even though it's only 3 points and you're down 21-0. But they try to get some sort of points on the scoreboard, but they went for it and unfortunately didn't get it. And now the Warriors, with the ball, can try to add to their lead.
Zimmer going to keep it on the ground. He'll go to Brandon Walters. And Walters blows out of his own territory, crosses midfield, is finally brought down at the 48-yard line, but a terrific run, a lot of pushing and shoving to make a hole for him, but a great run by Brandon Walters.
Yeah, it looked like things were at a standstill around the 25-30-yard line. A lot of guys were on his back, but Walters was able to elude all the guys and was able to cross midfield. And if that run wasn't so long, maybe you think about just taking a knee and heading into halftime with a 21-0 lead. But now that you're across midfield, you might think about putting six more points on the board.
So 33.7 seconds remaining. Then we go to the halftime break. And then we'll come back with more football for you here on a Saturday afternoon. It's turning out to be a dandy day. A lot of blue skies, a lot of sunshine. Good crowd here. Most of them aren't shivering too badly. So now the coaches leave and go to the far sidelines. The Sydney Warriors get ready to go again. Bibbard sends Mike Ward way off to the near side in the shotgun. Vibbard wants to pass. He comes over to the aforementioned Ward, and the 5'11 senior is going to be hit immediately, but there is enough yardage for the first down.
No huddle here for the Warriors. They want to hurry up, get to the line of scrimmage, and continue this drive.
And the snap goes back to Vibbard. He'll again go to the air, but this time he overshoots Ward. And Devlin Farr is there for the interception for the Newark Valley Cardinals. Now he breaks into the clear. He is back at the 45. And he is finally stopped at the 45 on a terrific run back. And the clock is wound down to 7 seconds. And I dare say that the Newark Valley Cardinals will try one more play. They trail in this ballgame 21-0.
Yeah, Vibbard just simply overthrew Ward, and Devlin Farr had the easy interception. But what was most impressive about that play was how he was able to get all the way to his own 44-yard line. He made the catch inside his own 10, and I thought he was just going to go down and the Cardinals were going to start this drive deep in their own territory, but he got a good 40 yards on the interception return.
It was sweet from there. Now they stop the play and say, Cardinals made a miscue. So it is going to be a first and 15 as they move that ball back inside the 40 to, well, we'll call it 39.5. Clock did not move, still 7 seconds on the clock. Patient shut that time was playing back in the shotgun. In the shotgun again, he drops back. He wants to pass. He puts up the Hail Mary, and lo and behold, it's going to be picked off by Billy Kozak. But Kozak runs out of bounds to stop the clock with 1 second remaining until halftime.
Yeah, wise move there by Kozak. Just make the catch and then get out of bounds. And in all likelihood, we'll just see the Warriors either run the ball here or take a knee, just get it to halftime.
Blake Novi was the intended receiver down there. And Mason Schutz just put it up. And Novi couldn't get to it. So it will be first and 10 for the Sydney Warriors. The ball is down at the 25, and it will be the knee. So we move into halftime with the Sydney Warriors leading 3-0. It's Saturday afternoon football here on your station for sports in the Tri-County area, WCDO.